Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today I have with us Tara Drake. She is the owner instructor and an Ayurveda specialist. She's currently through the Himalayan Institute getting, I think, an additional 500-600 hours in further education. We're going to learn today a lot about yoga and Ayurvedic medicine. She is, again, a specialist. I've been talking with her quite a bit. She knows a lot, and I wanted to bring her on the show so you could kind of learn about it. A lot of people don't know what Ayurvedic medicine is. I think everybody kind of knows about yoga, but it's a lot more than what you would think. Tara, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and you've got a business here in Decatur. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Currently, I'm the owner of Yoga Home Studio and Ayurveda Center.
And where's that at?
2828 North Main Street, Suite 102.
All right. And that is in Decatur, Illinois. And your phone number?
217-433-0085.
Okay, great. It looks like, do you have a website or anything?
I do. Okay. YogaHomeDecatur.com.
Great.
.com.
All right. So if anybody's interested, you could go there and get more information, and you can always give her a call. Do you have like hours that you know, where you have your classes? How does that work?
Yeah, we have a schedule posted on Facebook.
Okay.
Or you can access the schedule from the website.
All right. Give us your Facebook.
Facebook is Yoga Home Decatur.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think I've already friended you on that, and we've been talking.
Oh, great.
You came out to Merryman Herbs, and you wanted to maybe give some more instruction on Ayurvedic medicine and healing. And again, that fits into my paradigm or my scientific way of thinking. I've got all kinds of different modalities or way that I like to help people. And again, I've told this before on the radio, but I basically have four methodologies or modalities of healing. And I really push nutrition. I push balancing. You've got to get your body into balance. And I think yoga has a lot to do with that. And then the other one is detoxification. I mean, there's so many toxins in our environment. And I read that there's like 80,000 at least that we know of being put into our environment every day and 2,000 more added. And of course, I read that about 10 years ago. So maybe we're getting up to 90,000. I don't know. Yeah. And then the fourth most important final thing is what we call the three pillars of health, the mental, emotional, and spiritual. And again, that really fits into the Ayurvedic healing, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. So you've got this business indicator. Again, you give us your address, your Facebook, your telephone number real quickly. Let's get it out there again so people can use that as a reference for further information.
Okay, we're Yoga Home Decatur and Yoga Home Studio and Ayurveda Center in Decatur at 2828 North Main Street, Suite 102. Phone number is 433-0085. You can catch our schedule on Facebook or access it through our website.
Awesome. Okay, now tell us a little bit of, thank you so much, Tara. Now tell us a little bit about yoga. I mean, everybody knows it's kind of, you know, getting in a position and this and that. You, off the air we were talking, you said you initially started with hot yoga, and I hear that can be pretty tough on you. I think you get kind of wiped out the next day, mm-hmm. but it's a cleanse for your body too. I think almost a deep cleanse because you sweat. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you're kind of winking or something. Tell us a little, because tell us about it. We want to know.
Well, hot yoga can be good for particular doshas. It is a great start.
Whoa. What is a dosha?
Okay, doshas are made up of the elements of nature. So
kind of like the Fifth Element movie? Fire, water, wind?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
What are they then? Fire?
Earth, okay. Water, okay. Fire, air, and ether.
And what's ether?
Ether is space. To move forward in life, you need space, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like kind of like the space in heaven. If there was no space, the planets would be all crushed together, right?
Right. Yeah.
I think space is what creates time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, I don't know if we want to get into all of that right now.
That's probably beyond me.
Quantum theory stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I had an afterlife experience, so I knew all about that and learned all about that. It was very enlightening. I might talk about that on the radio sometime. I don't know. I'd probably freak everybody out. But I do give talks about it to churches and so forth. It's was a very enlightening, awakening experience.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to the yoga. So there's five doshas.
Actually, three doshas.
Three doshas. Okay. And what are those?
Made up from the five elements.
Okay. Yes. And what are those three doshas.
Three doshas, pitta, kapha, vata. Pitta is made up of the water and fire elements. Vata is air and ether elements, and kapha is earth and water.
Wow. And there's probably reasons why those are the way they are. I did do a little research, and I have learned through Ayurveda, I deal with a lot of herbalists and so forth. And of course, there's Chinese medicine and the South American and the European and the Native American herbs and medicine and so forth. And it's one of these things of with the Ayurvedic medicine, it goes way, way back, like a lot of these other healing modalities. I mean, I think we're talking maybe prehistoric. I know there's scholarly references to like 5,000 BCE.
It's actually 1,000 to 1,500 BCE.
Okay.
And it's over 5,000 years old.
Okay. Yeah, because I just read in Wikipedia and they don't always know everything. Yeah. I think you do. They're always wanting money, too. So,
I noticed that just recently.
I know. Well,
I was like, what?
It's a good source, but you know what? I'm going to say something about that. It's what we call in our industry very doctrified, flat earth, conventional medicine slant. I mean, they're always, you know, in fact, they were talking about Ayurvedic medicine being high in heavy metals and this and that, maybe not scientifically based. They kind of beat up a little bit on any of the alternatives. Mm-hmm. And I really don't understand why, because most of the leading doctors now, I mean, we're getting into, there's a lot of functional medical doctors. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of doctors, naturopathic.
Yeah.
The holistic doctors, it's really becoming, because it's working. It's working so well. And there's no side effects. There's only positive benefits like living healthier, happier, and longer. So
right. Yeah. It's called preventative health.
Preventative, yes.
You know, why not take care of yourself before you get sick?
And this is where yoga comes in, I think. So you're what? Okay, so you've got the three doshas, the five elements, and how does yoga fit into all of that then?
Well, it's the holistic part and the way of living.
Okay.
And to be able to heal yourself through Ayurveda, going to the core of the problem as opposed to going to the symptom.
So instead of the what, like conventional medicine, we're going to the why.
Right.
Why are you sick? What has caused you to be sick?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of what's wrong with you, what's your symptom, let's give you a drug to cover it up, we're going to go deep. And so how would yoga benefit you then?
Well, so yoga asana, which is the physicality of yoga, is to prepare the body for meditation.
Okay.
So you are moving the body to create certain energetics and pathways.
Yeah, because I've heard of chakras. Chakras.
Chakra.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Not chakra. Chakra.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Chaka Khan, right?
Right.
Okay. I like to have fun. Okay. So So you're trying to address those centers of energy in the body then?
Yeah, we have 32,000.
Get that energetic flow. Now, I will tell you, yoga and some of this has been poo-pooed by the, I would say maybe conventional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we know there is electromagnetic. Mm-hmm. The whole body is electromagnetic, and it's becoming more and more scientifically based. I mean, we're learning that, the magnets and really everything can affect our body like you can't believe.
Right.
It's a lot more than what you think. So.
Well, they've come out recently with those floats, the Epsom salt float or magnesium float.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of different things.
Which I don't know much about. But
I don't either. I've heard of it. I haven't really looked into it. Now, some things like the foot bath or the foot soak, that's pretty much a farce. In fact, I just posted another thing on Facebook. You're not going to detoxify your body by putting it into some water. In fact, the discoloration is due to the oxidation of the weird stuff that they put in there. And it's actually like an electrolysis type process. They have to replace the cathodes. Where's all that metal going?
It's really important to actually consult with somebody like you and I who know and have.
I don't know about me, but you've got a lot of education. I just love this. You know so much.
Well, I think you've lived it, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm out there interviewing the leading doctors, scientists, educators, and people that I think really know what they're doing. So yoga is this kind of a mental, emotional, spiritual, physical practice. It is stretching the and putting your body into different positions to help with this energy flow.
Right.
You do meditation. Now, for you Christians out there, meditation is prayer. I mean, we as a Christian, we pray, and I don't believe there's anything wrong with meditation at all. It's a time of kind of inner reflection. You can pray, and if you want to pray instead of meditating, it's basically the same thing. I just posted another thing on meditation. Sometimes when you first start to meditate, your mind's just jumping from, you don't know how, and it jumps from here and there and so forth. And that's why I posted some information from another doctor to kind of really, to get started with meditation and get focused. So if you're praying, it's basically the same thing. And you can kind of meditate. You can still talk to the greater than self or whatever your religion is. Okay. So, you know, I think meditation, getting your mind, and that's, like I mentioned before, the four modalities of healing, getting your mind right. Get your mind right, Luke. Remember, yeah. Cool Hand Luke, the movie? Get your mind right, Luke.
Yes.
Getting that, and then working with the body, and you get this synergy, right?
Absolutely.
So is yoga really... it's something that I would really like to do. You know, I got toxic shock and basically died, and I was bedridden, and now I'm back causing trouble again. Mm-hmm. So yoga is, I mean, I'm assuming that there's a lot of different levels and there's different types of yoga. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, it just depends. You know, there are different classes.
Mm-hmm.
There are different levels of practice.
Right, because I wouldn't probably want to jump into a hot yoga class right off the bat.
And
my body's not going to bend like it did, you know, 50 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as you get older, you actually lose muscle mass, you become stiffer. But yoga, again, is one of those healing practices that helps you to stay youthful. And I'm assuming with the meditation and the movements in getting your electromagnetic, we'll just call it that. That's more scientific than, but it's chakras, you know. Getting all of that in line and getting that flow, I think would really help with your longevity.
Yeah.
And maybe even help with the brain function. I know dancing is one of the best things to help prevent Alzheimer's, senile dementia. So when you're putting your body into these different positions and trying to get balanced and trying to balance your body and stretching, and meditating, wow, can you ask for anything better?
Well, and what makes it yoga, any type of physical practice, I feel, can be yoga.
Okay.
If you bring your breath to it or the attention to your breath.
Let's talk about that. What's the deal with the breathing? I want to learn about that. I'm
sure
we
want to know. So pranayama is... Okay. A practice.
You're using a lot of big words. Doug Wolf would like that. Doug Wolf, when I go on the show with Scott and Doug, I use the big words, and Doug always like, oh, I like that big word. So and that is what now?
Pranayama is the practice of breath practices of yoga.
And there's so much to breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So much that it'll benefit your health. Okay. So
the most simple breath practice is diaphragmatic breathing.
Hey, could we do a real quick sampling of breathing?
Well, sure.
Okay.
If everybody can place a hand on their heart.
All right.
And a hand on their belly.
Okay.
And just kind of relax the tummy muscles.
All right.
And notice where the breath is being directed.
Okay.
If you feel a lot of movement in the chest, then you are or can be restricting that heart flow. There could be a lot of tension.
Yeah, they say to breathe from your belly, not to breathe from your chest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're expanding your rib cage, that's really not the way to do it. You need to expand your tummy or your belly.
Yeah.
The deep breathing.
And the deep breathing means that the diaphragm is actually contracting and retracting.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm breathing better. I get a little asthma here and there still. And I don't think I was breathing quite right. So is there something to maybe taking a deep breath too?
So there's a lot of different breath practices. Kapalabhati is one of them where you're actually forcing the breath out.
Like where you go,
No, it's like more that? like a deep,
okay,
you know,
all right.
Which stuff can fly out of your nose.
So oh, so you're sample. Just really...
Yeah, you're really forcing
Tara,
it.
Don't
I don't want to blow on you.
Well, you're across the way there, but in the studio here, but yeah, don't... Yeah. Oh, we're crazy here. We have fun. All right, so breathing is a big part of it then, obviously.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't think you'd really get out of breath with yoga, do you?
Well, so a lot of people can get out of breath with yoga. And depending on what type of yoga that they are actually practicing, if they're doing it for the physicality, you know, it can get your heart rate up, which is really good.
Yes, the cardio. Right.
Yeah, traditional hatha from the scriptures say that.
That's the Indian
hatha. The Indian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, says that the body should get like a light little crystallization of sweat. So not just like a, you know, dripping of sweat.
Kind of like an infrared sauna maybe, because when you sweat, you release toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to do. Sweating is, I have customers come in and want lotions and potions and so forth so they don't sweat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you really need to sweat. It's good. Obviously, you don't want, you know, underarm, you know, the smell and so forth. And there's a lot of things that we have, natural things. If you use a really good natural deodorant, you won't be as prone to skin tags, which is a precursor, early sign of possible cancers and so forth. So we've got a lot of really natural good stuff. So sweating is good.
It's called Shvedana in Ayurveda. Okay. So it's actually detoxifying yourself through the sweat process.
Wow.
So
okay.
There are different cleansing, you know, modalities in Ayurveda and...
Okay, so let's get into that.
Let's get into
a little bit about Ayurveda, because I, you know, we're going to run out of time, and I really want to learn about that. So, just to kind of recap, everybody, with yoga, you've got obviously the different positions, the stretching. You're addressing your mental with the meditation. Then you get into the breathing. There is a lot there. You are addressing the whole, like a holistic type of thing. And obviously it would be low impact. Is there anything that would be high impact? Because I know I've got a lot of customers that have bad knees or a bad hip, you know, things like that. And so it's generally low impact.
Very important for me to offer chair yoga, because there's a lot of people.
Oh, chair. Yeah, because you can still get started that way. So if you, like I was basically bedridden, and I had to go from that to like a chair to, you know, even trying to be able to get up and walk around.
There are very popular and famous practitioners who are teaching yoga from a wheelchair.
Wow. Hey, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Now, what about weight loss? Everybody always asks me about weight loss. Is there anything involved in that, or is that just something that as you do this proper exercising, you're going to have more energy, you're going to feel better?
Possibly.
Okay. It's
possibly.
Not a big focus of it. Of it. Then.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it, you know, it brings more awareness to taking care of your body.
So
in conjunction with Ayurveda, then you're just a little bit more aware of what you're actually putting in your body and what time of day you're putting things into your body. Because those, the time of day, time of year, and
Because they always say,
can have an effect on
you. I love this. I love this. Because, again, in the health industry, we always talk about eat what's in season, you know, when the fresh produce, when the peaches or cherries or whatever, the grapes, when, you know, the fresh greens come in, maybe zucchinis are in season or the squashes, that eat that. Your body's kind of genetically geared for that. So it's always eat what's in season, eat the colors. So you kind of get a little bit maybe into the diet aspect of it. Is that
We work with the diet a lot.
So that's let's talk a little bit now. Let's segue into the Ayurveda. Tell me about that. Ayurvedic medicine means life science, or the science of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around, we think, since prehistoric times. Initially, I think it was given by the gods as the tradition, and then the sages or the prophets, and handed down. And I will just, I want to interject, and I'm a talker. I'm not even giving you a chance to talk very much, Tara.
You know a lot.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I'm full of useless information, huh?
No.
But we look at populations and the studies and things that have been handed down traditionally, And I sometimes think a population study is even better than a clinical study, because you're looking at something that's been occurring for a long time. So say there's no really word or incidence of menopause in northern Thailand because they use Pura Morifica, which is a phenomenal product. I've talked about that. In Japan, they don't have thyroid issues. And there are certain populations that are centenarians. They live a long time. Is it something in the water? Is it their diet, their lifestyle? Mm-hmm. So I think, again, you know, when you look at some ancient practices, and, you know, we're finding a lot of times that the traditional use of things like adding clarified butter or buffalo milk to curcumin, to the curcumin, which was the turmeric root, that's what they traditionally did in India. And the science is now showing that making it into what we call a phospholipid, adding that fat, makes it bioavailable, makes it get into your blood and into your cells. It makes it much more potent. So the traditional use, again, you've got centuries of people using these products and saying, hey, when I did it this way, I felt better. I'm going to tell my kids. And it's like, oh, well, my great-great-grandmother, we've always done it this way because we feel better. It's what works. Yeah. So I think sometimes that's more important than a clinical study or something that maybe is short term. So we've got a long history of healing with the Ayurveda.
Yeah, you made a really important point about how you take your herbs and spices.
Okay.
We call it the Anapan. So
all right.
That's the delivery system.
Yes,
on
how it's
how
so
we deliver
important. Yes.
These herbs and spices into our body.
So you already know all this stuff. It's already there.
Yeah.
Traditionally. So the clarified butter, the fat. And
yeah. So ghee, we use a lot of ghee.
We sell ghee at Merry Man.
Whole milk boiled 3 times.
Okay.
To bring it back to its more natural state.
Right. Yes. That makes a lot of sense, because that would probably degrade any of the proteins, which actually could be antigens and cause allergies and so forth. So that would make sense to me too.
Or if, you know, it's not really regulated here in where we're from,
right,
but raw milk would be the best.
Yes, yes, I've heard that. Yeah, you have to be careful with that. But and a lot of people do goat's milk too.
Yes.
They're really into that because that's even closer to the mother's milk.
Right.
And there's all kinds of healing compounds in that.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a phenomenal, again, the natural, the human, the traditional ways of doing things usually are always the best. And I remember it's a kind of a seminal book, Back to Eden. And in that, Jethro Kloss said, for every disease or illness, God has created a healing herb remedy. Now, I'm not talking about like breaking a bone, although there's the bone knit, the symphytum. We talked about that on the show. So traditionally, you've got thousands of years of people seeing in populations saying, okay, if I do this, I feel better, or my kids are healthier, or my grandpa is, you know, running around and he wasn't before. He's able to get up and move around. So it's this actual day-to-day reality of what did I do to make me feel better? And so this has been put together for thousands of years with the yoga and the Ayurveda, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So now with Ayurveda, I guess tell us a little bit more about that. It gets very complicated, and I know you've told me you can't.
Yeah.
You can't even talk. I mean, you're taking almost 600 hours. You've had prior studies, and we're going to try to do this in, I think we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. So can you kind of give us in a nutshell, what is up with all this Ayurvedic medicine?
So working with the elemental structure of your own personal structure.
Okay.
To get you back in balance. So if you are, you know, a little bit angry, you may have a pitta imbalance.
Okay.
Or if you're feeling heavy, dull, depressed, that could be a kapha imbalance. Vata can tend to be a little bit airy, minded, you know, not grounded. Anxiety.
The brain fog, anxiety. Okay,
yes.
There's a lot of people. In fact, all of these things you're talking about, the customers come in all the time and they have those kind of issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's learning how to balance them through herbs, through lifestyle, and through yoga.
Okay.
We work with the digestion.
All right.
We work with building immunity.
Digestion and immunity. It has been scientifically, clinically proven that about 80% of your immune system starts in your digestive system. And I'm not going to get into the details. Mm-hmm. It also directly influences your mental, your mood.
Oh, absolutely.
Depression and so forth. If your bowels are messed up, that's kind of in layman's terms, but if you're not digesting your food properly and you've got acid reflux or constipation, diarrhea, you're not going to be a happy camper. You're yep. going to be off. And that's one of the first things. A lot of times customers will come in and, you know, I always try to say, I try to educate them, hey, you know, you need to get your digestion, because how are you going to properly absorb anything? Yeah, you're giving me the thumbs up. Yeah, so how are you going to get mm-hmm. the nutrients and detox mm-hmm. if your body's not working right? And, you know, and I'm sure you do too. You look at the liver mm-hmm. and the organs. Is there,
oh, absolutely.
What's the
liver
deal with
is
that?
Related
okay.
to pitta.
All right.
But our Agni is very important, which is our digestion.
Right.
And in Ayurveda, we work with three different types of Agni.
Wow.
So a dual Agni, a Tikshna, a sharp Agni.
Man, or, you know a lot.
Or just a Vishama Agni, which is a very balanced Agni.
Uh-huh.
So very, very important to get that right in your life. We talk a lot about elimination in Ayurveda, and we talk a lot about poop. I mean, it's
right,
kind of this,
okay. yeah.
this funny thing in class, you know. We have a little poop emoji candy dispenser.
Well,
and, you know,
you
it's
know,
very important.
You should look at what is coming out of your body, your urine. In fact, I just posted the different colors that you can get. And mm-hmm. if it's foamy, there's protein. You know, you can kind of watch that. You can watch basically what's going down the toilet, and it will tell you a lot about what's going on with your body. When I was extremely sick, mm-hmm. My digestive system was way off. We're joking here, this is getting a little adult, but I always tell my customers to look for the nice chocolate brown healthy poop. Now, if it gets dark and tarry, sometimes that's a good indicator if you're doing iron supplementation. We got some phenomenal ones that really don't get it that bad. You don't get the constipation. There's some really good, and we've talked about the iron supplementation. Of course, with the urine, if it's a bright yellow, maybe you've taken the riboflavin, which is actually a fluorescent vitamin. It's so cool. I go on for hours about that. But, you know, sometimes that's an indicator if you're getting your good B vitamins. So, yes, look at your functions there. You know what I just noticed? We're out of time. Can you tell us quickly anything else that you would like to say about, as they say on TV, you got 20 seconds.
Well, thank you so much for what you offer the community and for giving
you.
Me this opportunity.
Okay.
We are very fortunate to be able to have a great place like Mary Mann Herbs to be able to shop.
Hey, are you going to, you're going to be able to educate people on this through your business then?
Yeah, I offer consultations.
Great.
And currently I have some great specials going on through December 24th.
Okay, so, and your phone number real quick again?
217-433-0085.
All right. Well, Tara, thank you so much.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank what you. Do we say? Namaste?
Namaste.
All right.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earth.